This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Welcome back, everybody. Today's Thursday, April 18th, 2024. And good news for you, it's National Exercise Day. You know, we were created to hunt and gather, so unless we chased breakfast this morning, we probably ought to replace that exercise somehow. Today, we have the fight against forever chemicals, pilot training in Tuskegee, a potential new sales tax holiday, and what you ought to know about Delta 8. My name is Ike Morgan, and we are down in Alabama. Alabama's attempts to rid drinking water of so-called forever chemicals have seen some spotty progress, and more systems are working on improvements, reports AL.com's Dennis Billion. Now, Dennis previously reported on new EPA limits for PFAS. That stands for per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, chemicals that resist heat, oil, grease, and stains, and are used in products such as nonstick cookware and stain-resistant fabric. These things are made to last, and that's the problem. They are believed to take thousands of years to break down. Meantime, they get into the ground. They're carried by groundwater into drinking water. They build up in fish, wildlife, and folks, and they've been linked to a host of health issues. The EPA changed its standard for two of the most common forever chemicals from 70 parts per trillion to 4 parts per trillion. The Alabama Department of Environmental Management welcomed the stricter standards, putting Montgomery and Washington on the same side, along with anyone in Alabama who's prone to get thirsty. Many water systems in Alabama have tested at least once above that 4 parts per trillion level since 2020. Water systems in Center, Saraland, Irondale, and Gwin have tested above 40, but work's being done in filtering and in courtrooms. For example, Gwin Water Works has since settled a pollution lawsuit with chemical maker 3M Corporation and built a carbon filter plant. And now manager Terry Dennis says its water is testing at zero. Centers and other water systems are in court with PFAS producing companies, including 3M, to try to get them to pay for their filtration systems. And also, federal grant money has been put into the issue. The West Morgan East Lawrence Water and Sewer Authority had a do not drink recommendation as recently as 2016. Now it says its levels are at zero. They use a reverse osmosis filtration system. Now, incidentally, if you want to feel better about what's coming out of your tap, PFAS filtration systems for homes are also available. Moton Field in Tuskegee will be the home to a future Lyft Academy pilot training school, reports AL.com's William Thornton. Republic Airways made the announcement Wednesday morning with Governor Kay Ivey present. The company said Lyft Academy will be investing $27 million into the program, and it'll mean 35 full-time aviation jobs over 3 years and involve 57 certified flight instructors. The site is notable in aviation history, of course, as the training ground of the Tuskegee Airmen of World War II fame. Well, we have sales tax holidays for severe weather preparedness and back to school. Lawmakers would like to have one for sporting goods, too. AL.com's Mike Kaysen reports that the Alabama House of Representatives has passed a bill that would create a sales tax holiday for sports, hunting, fishing, boating, and camping gear. It passed the House unanimously, but won't take effect unless another bill is passed that would raise the sales tax rate for online purchases. The tax holiday bill is from Republican Joe LaVorne of Auburn. The online tax hike is from Democrat Chris England of Tuscaloosa. Let's see, I have just a few more notes from the Capitol I want to share with you. This is all from Wednesday. A Senate committee rejected a measure that would have made police body cam footage public record. A House committee rejected the bill I mentioned yesterday that had a couple of ex-governors backing it, the one that would have done away with judicial override and resulted in the resentencing of some death row inmates. And identical House and Senate bills were approved by committees. that would change the deadline for parties to certify their candidates in order to allow for President Joe Biden to be on the November ballot. Okay, we have just a little bit more, but let's pay a bill real quick like, and then Jonathan Sobolewski is going to tell you the deal with Delta 8. Thanks for hanging with us. Let's chill a minute and let expert explainer Jonathan Sobolewski explain Delta 8.
Marijuana is kind of legal in Alabama. Specifically, I'm talking about Delta 8 and a series of alternative cannabinoids that can be found at gas stations around the state. So what is Delta 8 and how is it legal in conservative Alabama? To be basic, Delta 8 is kind of weak weed. For example, if a joint of regular marijuana is like 3 shots of Jack Daniels, a joint of Delta 8 is like 3 Miller Lights. Obviously, that's not a one-to-one comparison, but you get what I'm saying. So back in 2018, Congress passed the Farm Bill, which legalized products made from hemp that included 0.3% THC or less. You might remember this time as the great CBD boom. When the bill passed, CBD, a non-intoxicating product of hemp, was all of a sudden available everywhere. CBD beer, CBD dog treats, CBD tinctures, and they were even putting CBD in coffee for some reason, because who doesn't like to be laid back and chill but also have a ton of energy? As time passed, certain producers figured out that if you mix CBD with acid, it develops a product that, while intoxicating, isn't as intoxicating as regular weed. That product was Delta 8. And it was selling like hotcakes. Turns out, even if it's not as strong, it's much more convenient to buy a bag of Delta 8 at the gas station than it is to chase down and then deal with a weed dealer. Wasn't that long before a series of other fake weeds started coming out on the market. Delta 9, Delta 10, THCA, HHC, which I've never seen, but I'm told is a thing. There really isn't enough science yet to say if all these alternative marijuanas are good or bad or not that big of a deal. The problem is, this stuff is relatively new and it's not heavily regulated. And when it comes to unregulated markets, the first folks in are usually desperate to make as much money as fast as possible before the law takes over. So there have been incidents, like a few years ago when some black market vapes landed people in the hospital with lung issues. That, I think, turned out to be something to do with the vape and something called vitamin E acetate. And those were just straight up marijuana vapes anyway, it wasn't Delta 8. Other manufacturers have tried to jam as much Delta 8 as possible into their products, which can lead to a high that is more intense and lasts longer than the consumer might expect. But most of the problems have come with adults just not knowing how strong it's gonna be. But the biggest problem is with kids. Back in 2023, Alabama passed a law blocking the sale of Delta 8 and its spinoffs to folks under 21. And a bigger problem is edibles. These can come in a bunch of different forms, cookies, pastries. I saw one that looked like Gatorade. And a big one is candies, and young kids can't tell the difference between these edibles and just regular snacks and candy. So they come upon mom or dad's stash, they try to eat a bunch because they're kids, and then they go kind of crazy because they have no idea what's going on. Poison Control in Alabama gets around 200 calls a year regarding issues with Delta 8 since they started tracking it. About a third of those calls were for children under 6 years old. And since it's kind of the Wild West out there, some parents are hesitant to even report when their kids get into their stash, out of fear they may lose their children to the state. So that's what Delta 8 is, why it's in Alabama, and some of the concerns that people have. I'm Jonathan Sobolewski for AL.com.
Thanks, Sobo. I'll just take that cup of coffee. If anything slowed me down, I'd be going backwards. Thanks, everybody, for listening. It's almost Friday. We'll be back bright and early in the morning. Until then, as always, y'all come see us on the internet at AL.com.